Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to SMC Global Securities Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. And I've hand the conference over to Ms. Rasika Savan from XB4 Advisory. Thank you, and over to you, Ms. Savan.
Thank you, Neha. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Q4 FY24 earnings conference call. Today on this call, we have Mr. Subhash Chandra Agarwal, Chairman and Managing Director of SMC Group, Mr. Mahesh Gupta, Vice Chairman and Managing Director of SMC Group, Mr. Ajay Garg, Director and CEO of SMC Global Securities Limited, Mr. Himanshu Gupta, Chairman and CEO of Moneywise Financial Service Private Limited, Dr. D.K. Agarwal, CMD of SMC Capital Limited, Mr. Anurag Bansal, Whole-Time Director of SMC Global Securities Limited, Mr. Pranay Agarwal, Chairman and CEO of Stockscart, Ms. Shruti Agarwal, Whole-Time Director of SMC Global Securities Limited, Mr. Vinod Kumar Jamar, President and Group CFO. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. Actual results may differ. The statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on the second last page of earning presentation of company, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange and company's website as well. With this, I now hand over the call to Mr. Subhash Agarwal for his opening remark. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rasika. Good evening and a warm welcome to all the participants. I hope all of you got an opportunity to go through our financial results and earnings presentation, which have been uploaded on the stock exchanges as well as on the company's website. Let me take you through the year gone by for SMC along with an industry outlook. Following that, Mr. Vinod Jamar will provide a brief overview of our financial performance for the quarter and the year gone by, followed by a question and answer session. This year marks a transformative period for SMC Global as we embark on a transformative journey, leveraging cutting-edge technology to redefine the landscape of financial services. Our commitment to innovation led us to make significant strides in technology upgradation, highlighted by our investment in hiring and developing in-house tech expertise. This strategic decision empowered us to enhance our existing platforms and launch new mobile applications, providing our clients with seamless and intuitive experiences. The launch of StockCourse stands as a testament to our relentless pursuit of innovation, introducing industry-differentiating features such as the pay-only-when-you-earn in intraday segment and zero brokerage in delivery. These innovations not only set us apart in the market, but also underscore our dedication to offering transparent and cost-effective solutions to our clients. In addition to these advancements in the broking space, we extended our technological prowess to our financing and insurance broking arm. Though a customer-centric approach, we implemented a multiple tech upgrades aimed at streamlining processes, enhancing efficiency, and delivering unparalleled value to our clients. Industry outlook. The broking industry is witnessing a paradigm shift characterized by a surge in retail participation, fueled by increased financial literacy and accessibility to investment avenues. The democratization of investing, facilitated by online trading platforms and mobile applications, has empowered individual investors like never before. This trend is expected to persist, driving trading volumes and expanding the customer base for everyone in the industry. This surge is propelled by the proliferation of internet access and smartphone availability, particularly in Tier 2, Tier 3, and Tier 4 cities, where over 50% of new demand accounts are being opened. Moreover, youth engagement is significant, with 55% to 60% of these accounts opened by individuals below 35 years, reflecting a growing interest in investing among the younger generation. Now, let me take you through SMC Global Securities highlights. I am thrilled to announce that company had achieved record-breaking quarterly revenue across all business segments. Our broking, distribution, and trading and financing segments have all achieved record high profit before tax. In the fourth quarter alone, our overall revenue increased by 67.8% year-on-year, and for the fiscal year 2024, we witnessed a growth of 35.2% year-on-year. Company's extensive network comprising 2,327 authorized persons covering 437 cities demonstrate our widespread reach. In financial distribution, our network of 7,040 associates continues to expand. Our mutual fund AUM stands at Indian rupees 3,801 crores. In our NBFC segment, AUM stands at rupees 1,237 crores, an increase of 37.2% YOY. In this quarter, the company has 23 branches covering 8 states and 16 major cities. In the insurance broking segment, SMC Insurance operates through 7 branches nationwide. We utilize a network of 15,308 points of sale. We engage with 311 motor insurance service providers. In financial year 24, we sold 996,000 policies, solidifying our market presence. Throughout this period, we have remained steadfast in our commitment to leveraging technology and innovation to enhance our product offerings and services. By investing in the powerful synergy of technology, innovation, and financial services, we are positioning ourselves for sustained growth and success in the years to come. We are pleased to share that the board has proposed and recommended final dividend for financial year 23-24 at the rate of 60%, that is ₹1.20 per equity share of the face value of rupees 2 each, amounting to ₹12,56,40,000 to its equity shareholders. In addition to interim dividend at the rate of 60% paid during the financial year 23-24. This makes the total dividend at the rate 120%, that is ₹2.40 per equity share, totaling to 25,12,80,000. Now I hand over to Mr. Vinod Jamar, our President and Group CFO, to take you through the financial accomplishments for the financial year 2024. Over to Mr. Vinod Jamar.
Thank you, Subhash sir, and good evening, everyone. Talking about the financial performance for quarter 4 FY24 of our company on a consolidated basis, the operating income for the quarter was ₹509.7 crores, which grew by 68% on YOY basis. Operating EBITDA was reported approximately ₹138.8 crores, increased approximately by 122% YOY. EBITDA margin stood at around 27%. Net profit after tax reported ₹66.2 crores, while PAT margin stood at 13%. Revenue growth was observed across all segments of the business. In FY24, EBIT contributions from our broking, distribution and trading business constituted 62%. Financing business contributed 34% to EBIT, while insurance broking business contributed 4% to EBIT. In Q4, FY24 EBITDA margin experienced an uptick of 6.61% YOY, and PAT margins also saw an increase of 5.79% YOY. This margin improvement is due to a volume increase and stable fixed cost. For FY24, the operating income stood at ₹1,638 crores, which grew by 35% on YOY basis. Operating EBITDA reported was approximately ₹424.6 crores, increased approximately by 57% on YOY basis. EBITDA margin stood at 26%. Net profit after tax was reported approximately rupees 188.3 crores, while the PAT margin percentage stood at around 11.5%. Let me now take you through quarterly segmental performance on a consolidated basis. In the broking, distribution and trading segment, Q4 revenue stood at about rupees 277.9 crores, which is increased by 52% on YOY basis. And for FY24, revenue increased by 25% on YOY basis. Coming to NBFC segment, revenue for quarter four was around 63 crores, which grew by 86% on YOY basis, and in FY24 increased by 56% on YOY basis. AUM stood at rupees 1236.7 crores and increased by 37.2% on YOY basis. EBIT increased in Q4 by 126.6% YOY and in FY24 by 64.4% YOY. The GNP and NNP stands at 2.18% and 1.05% in March 24, respectively. Lastly, in the insurance broking division, revenue for quarter four stood at about rupees 177.7 crores, which grew by 86.4% on YOY basis. And in FI, revenue increased by 56% on YOY basis. With this, the floor is open for Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Santosh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the great numbers team here. My question is on StocksCart. Can you share, like, what is the penetration on StocksCart and what is the profitability that we are getting from StocksCart?
Hi, Santosh. Pranay Agarwal here from... So I'm basically the CEO of StocksCart division. During the year, I'm happy to inform that we did a revenue of 20 crores. And we were in green. So we achieved break-even. And during the year, our focus was that we launched a new app, which is well-received by the market. We are rated 4+ on App Store and Play Store. We introduced features like option chain, one-click orders, and advanced charts to basically cater all the option traders. The focus of StockStart going forward also will be to cater to the trading community out there. And we will introduce some new features going forward also, like MTFs, mutual funds, and web trading portals. All these put together, we are expecting that we will grow tremendously from here. And, this year also, the growth should be visible.
Okay, thank you, sir. And will we be able to trade the international stocks as well using StocksCart? Because I know you have international broking.
Right. So, Santosh, even today we have a tie-up with StockCart, which is with the tie-up. The essence of the tie-up is to allow trading in U.S. securities. So that is there. Also, we will introduce some other features also, which will further enhance this particular requirement going forward. Currently also, it is possible.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Faraz from Quantum Trade Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations on the numbers. Sir, my question would be on your two online portals which you have, which would be one would be StocksCart and the other would be the insurance. How are we seeing StocksCart growth in comparison to the, you know, already existing discount brokers which are there, and how do we see it go forward, and the number of customers we have versus what we are seeing going to be, like, you know, expecting in the coming few years.
Hi, this is Pranay Agarwal again. So, sorry, I didn't catch your name.
My name is Faraz.
Okay. Hi. So, basically, as I already, you know, I said in my previous answer, so our focus is basically enhancing the user experience for option traders and basically the trading community. So we have already launched some industry, you know, industry first features, and we are also in process of launching some new exciting features. So all this, you know, like the focus on user experience, we foresee that we can actually penetrate the already competitive discount broking space. And the market is ever increasing, the cake size is ever increasing. We have around 15 crore DMAT investors right now, but we foresee that with the growth of Indian middle class, it will rise 5 times from here. And so we are also poised to gain the market share. And also I would like to highlight that we are launching a new digital ad campaign, Stockstart Kia Kya. This year we will launch this campaign. We have already launched a new film on our social media channels, and all this put together, I think we'll grow our client base significantly. So currently we have around 250,000 existing clients, and we think that we will be able to grow very significant from here.
I have seen your mobile application, and I think it is far more superior than the existing discount brokers at the moment present in the market. And the features which you all are providing is something which is, again, it's path-breaking, I would say, when you have, no loss for an intraday trade. Like, sorry, no brokerage.
Right. Thank you for your appreciation. I guess apart from investor, you'll also be a customer. So thank you.
I'm very happy with this product, and I feel like this will grow tremendously. If we do it really well, I think we all can go way ahead. My second question would be on your insurance platform, which would be, I think, a pure to Policy Bazaar.
Hi, Faraz. This is Praveen Agarwal, the director in SMC Insurance. Actually, this is not just like a, we are not web aggregator. We are increasing our efficiency to make it more productive. And we are growing organically, right? So we are not just like Policy Bazaar, but we have all the systems on the platform, just like Policy Bazaar we have. But we are not focusing on B2C platform.
Okay. So going forward, sir, what would be expecting the margins from the insurance business?
We are expecting, I think, we think margin range of 3 to 4% is sustainable.
Okay. I mean, that's, and currently we would be at?
Currently is 3%, 3.1%.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So coming to the NBFC segment, on your complete loan book, how would we see that grow annually?
Yeah, hi, Paraj. I am Manshu here, CEO of Moneywise Financial Services. So talking about the loan book, so our loan book this year ended at 1,245 crores. So this is a growth of about 37% versus March 23 year on year, which was 900 crores.
All right. And going forward, do we expect the same rate of growth?
Yes. You know, like from last 2 years or maybe 3 years, we are growing at about 35%. So we expect the momentum to continue in the coming years.
Also, in your NBFC financing, there was one segment of consumer loans which is not there right now. So, would could you highlight on that front as well?
Basically, that was a portfolio that we built in partnership with a digital lending player. And we ran that book for a couple of years and then strategically decided to discontinue that partnership. So we the last disbursement in that portfolio happened sometime in June 2022. Okay. And after that, we have not disbursed any further loan.
Okay. Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. I'll come back in queue. And once again, congratulations for the result and an amazing product which is coming out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Shikhar Mudra from Vivo Commercial Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to understand how many number of subscribers you have right now?
Hi, actually your voice is slightly unclear. Can you just repeat the question?
Yeah, I'm asking about stocks card. So how many number of subscribers do you have right now?
So currently we have around 2.5 lakh DMAT accounts in stocks card.
Okay.
That is your question. If you talk about downloads of our mobile app, our downloads are around 8,45,000. All our applications put together, it's 8,45,000 installations of the mobile app.
Okay, and so 8,45,000 is the installations and 2.5 lakh is the DMAT account. So how many of them are like actively using it? Like what's the data?
Trading account. How many of them? Sorry, can you?
Are actively using it? As in, and some of them might be dormant. Some of them might be having less trading. So how many of them are like having active trading or you know main volume of trades is there?
So general industry standard is around 10 to 15% are your active DMAT accounts. So we are on par. So we are like 10 to 15% are active DMAT accounts.
Okay, okay. And what's the average volume you're generating from the, it is being generated in these DMAT accounts, trading and stock card?
Average, you're talking about turnover, average turnover.
Yeah.
That I think, Can I just come back to the question? I think we'll have to calculate the ARPU. I don't want to give out a wrong figure.
Sure. Right. Okay. So, and understanding the economics, so right now, you said you're break-even in stocks card. Is that right? Is my understanding correct?
Right.
So, how do you say that? I mean, what are the costs involved with stocks card right now? I mean, which are the fixed costs? What are the variable costs? Can you explain me a bit of unit economics?
So we have around our employee benefit expenses during the year is around 6 crore. So okay. That is the main cost. So our total expense is around 19 crore.
Okay.
And we earn 19.76 crores as revenue. Okay, so
okay.
We did a PBT of 78 lakhs.
Okay. Got it.
So major cost is attributed towards software and employee benefit expense.
Got it. And in what was this number a year back, the revenue in stocks last year?
Last year, we did around same revenue. The revenue growth is, you can say, is muted. The reason being, as I told you, that last year our focus was on product development. And
okay.
Now we feel our product is upgraded to our satisfaction. So this
okay.
year we can expect some good growth.
Okay. And these 2.5 lakh DMAT accounts which are active on stocks card, so they might be, some of the DMAT accounts might be similar to your traditional business.
No, these are separate. So traditional business has a separate set of DMAT accounts.
Right.
And StockCard has a separate set of DMAT accounts. We have a separate team altogether, separate
okay.
sales team, separate operations team, and the DMAT account number is also separate.
Okay. No, I mean, because since you have not spent a lot on marketing of StockCard as of now, as per my understanding, I thought the user base must be overlapping between the two.
No, we haven't spent that much on the marketing, but we have around 2,000 channel partners, which are exclusive to exclusive from the full service broking. They are not exclusive in nature like the channel partners, but the full service has different set of channel partners, and StockCart has a different set of 2,000 channel partners. So these okay. channel partners are mainly contributing to the current DMAT accounts.
Got it. And what's the plan going ahead for StockCart? Like, how much do you plan to spend on marketing? What's your target in like next 3 years? Where do you want to see it?
So next 3 years, we basically we plan to grow, you know, like 100% from here. Like we can say we plan to double our revenue. And in terms of DMAT account, you know, like I'll just say we plan a exponential growth. Our current base is very small, but we plan a exponential growth from here.
Okay. Perfect. And coming to your traditional business, what's the number of DMAT accounts over there, and what's the volume we are seeing, volume growth in the traditional broking business?
Yeah, hi, this is Ajay Garg, Director and CEO of SMC Global.
Right.
So, totality, like we do have around 10,57,000 DMAT and trading accounts, including StockCart. So out of that, around 2.5 lakhs are of StockCart. More than 8 lakhs DMAT and trading account of SMC.
Okay. And what was this number a year back, a couple of years back? Like, what's the growth over here?
So we are adding like almost 1.25 to 1.5 lakh DMAT and trading account every year currently.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot. I'll join the queue back for further questions.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. I repeat, you may press star and one to ask a question. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Dhamani from Eskeri Consultant Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Namaskar. Am I audible, sir? Hello.
Yes, sir. You are.
Thank you. Sir, congratulations for fantastic performance that you have shown. Can I get some idea about the fact that when we, in StockCart, when it is a discount broking firm, what are the sources of revenue that you have declared that 20 crores we have made? So how do we make money there in that segment?
So this is Pranay Agrawal. So you can say the major source is obviously the brokerage income. And apart from broking income, we also have interest income. Interest, we have margin trading facility feature also, for it is right now live for some of our clients. And we charge interest to the client when they use the facility. So there are two major sources. One is fee and commission income, and second is the interest income.
Okay. So, sir, you are not charging for intraday, but for deliveries, you are charging some brokerage. So, that means we are earning brokerage on delivery basis transactions.
No, actually, delivery is totally free. Delivery, okay. We don't earn even a single rupee.
Okay.
We are charging brokerage for intraday only when you make profit. That means that in case you have bought a share at, suppose, 100 rupees, and you are selling it at even 101, we will charge you as part of brokerage. But if you are selling it at 99, we won't charge you the brokerage.
Got it, sir. So again, in terms of delivery, that CDSL charges of delivery are X amount, and the broker firm are charging a bit more to get some earning there also. Am I right?
Right.
So there also we make some money there also, right, sir?
That is there, but that doesn't form a significant part of income.
Okay. Now, second question is that can you quantify how much is our brokerage income, brokerage trading? You know, there is a one segment, and how much is the proprietary earning? Because the share markets are so bullish, So our own company is also trading in shares, buying it. If we are doing it, then what kind of gains we are reporting in this quarter from our own trading? Our own means SMC's trading. Is SMC's trading investing in shares? So can we know this?
Yeah, this is Vinod Jamar, CFO. I guess you are talking about the consolidated number for this quarter. So in own proprietary trading, we earn 45.8 crores in this quarter.
Okay, very nice. So that we regularly do and make money there also. And our SMC is also making applications in the IPOs.
IPOs we apply through our NBFC arm who qualifies for institutional investors. So there we apply for it.
Okay. Sir, one more thing. I mean, our performance is much more superior, and the share market price of our company only follows. So, I mean, in case of many other organizations, brokerage organizations, their share values are far higher than EPS relations. Means our EPS is now heading towards 18 rupees. And our share is at only 160 rupees. And elsewhere, the EPS is even 8, 9 rupees and the share is 200 or 300 rupees. So how, you know, our company is looking to, you know, reward shareholders by increasing the market value of the company?
This is share market. It depends upon you, the price of the share is the person who plays in the market is depend upon them. So we can't comment on the share price of the share. So, and our aim is to do hard work, show the result, show the profit, show the systems is in place. So we are doing that. And we cannot comment on share price.
Okay. Sir, can we list our segment, that is NBFC firm as a separate company on BSE, NSE, and then our, you know, housing finance company, then our merchant banking where we are doing a lot of consultancy work. So if we split our company into two, three companies, then I think sum total will be far bigger than the current price of the share.
We can unlock the price when time will come. We definitely we have kept in mind. So right now I don't want to comment on this also.
Okay. And state investments are also yielding results to us by now, or we are only invested right now. We are able to realize some profit there also.
I cannot understand your question.
Sir, our company is also investing and partnering in real estate businesses.
Every vertical is contributing, some less and some more, but all verticals are doing good.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best. Your management is excellent, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Great.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Faraz from Quantum Trade Advisory. Please go ahead.
Thank you. My question would be regarding the NBFC business. I would like to understand what kind of industries or what kind of sector are we choosing, you know, for the SME loans that we are disbursing at the moment. Is there a certain criteria that we have? And how are we evaluating them?
Yeah. So, Himanshu here. So, you know, out of the total AUM, our 80% of the exposure is to the SME segment. And we are industry agnostic in the SME space. So, we don't have any, like, preference or maybe selective list of the industries where we lend to. However, as a prudent underwriting practice, we definitely have identified certain sectors as a negative sector wherein we don't lend. For example, the real estate developers is one of the examples where we don't lend to, or somebody who is in like infrastructure kind of business where the cash flows are long term, there is long term payback period. So there is a list that we continuously review on a quarterly basis and readjust that with the performance of the that particular industry basis our feedback that we get.
Okay, and how?
In the portfolio, I don't believe any single industry would contribute even like 4-5% of the AUM. So that is very diversified.
That's very nice, sir. Another question would be on, you know, the underwriting part. How are we doing that at the moment?
Okay, so you want to know about like our underwriting practice in the NBFC. Okay, so
yes.
Basically, first of all, we have a well-defined product and policy in place. We have identified and documented what kind of customers do we want to target to while we are lending. So there is a good amount of clarity there. What kind of customers do we select? So there are aspects like their business vintage, just to give you an example, or maybe their CIBIL or their repayment track records. Like we don't lend to new to credit customers. There should be a good clean repayment track record for the existing loans. There are like a very clear policies around their turnover thresholds, about their business growth. We analyze the banking, we analyze their GST and tax information. We do proper field investigations, personal discussions with the customers, and calculate various financial ratios. So there are, you know, lot of things, and you know, everything is documented, and whatever changes there is a proper risk management committee which comes out with any proposed change. Obviously, as we see or as we get feedback from the market or the portfolio, we are constantly evolving our policy. So there is a proper committee system which rolls out the circulars which gets implemented with the credit and underwriting team. And you know, we have experienced professionals from the industry, most of them being chartered accountants, and having good experience in the underwriting part in the relevant products. So, you know, and on the top of that, we have in-house collection team. We have not outsourced any collection activities as of now.
Okay. So, on the leverage ratio front, currently we would be at 1.84 times, right?
Leverage. You are asking about particularly the NBFC business?
NBFC segment, particularly.
Yeah.
And are we looking to increase the leverage ratio anytime?
You know, as a philosophy, we think that we can leverage up to 3 or 3.5 times of the equity. So, you know, with the current equity base, which is about 445 crores, we believe that we can grow up to like 2,000 plus crores of AUM with the accrued profit also coming in. So we can easily achieve that kind of number. And you know, after that kind of AUM, we would think about raising the equity to for the further growth.
Okay. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mahesh C. Gupta for closing comments.
Thank you, Rishka. Thank you all for the participating in this earning call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our investor relations manager at X34 Advisory. Thank you. Stay safe and healthy. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of SMC Global Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.